on the next Making Contact.
We elect the president, we don't elect these bankers, and yet the influence tends to be pretty equal.
At the turn of the 20th century, J.P. Morgan and President Teddy Roosevelt built a relationship that paved the way for White House and Wall Street relations.
Through World War I, the Morgan Bank financed 75% of all war-related financing.
On this edition of Making Contact, Nomi Prinz, journalist and former managing director of Goldman Sachs, retraces the relationship between American financiers and presidents, stretching more than a century. From family friends and trusted confidants to the present day, how the relationship has deteriorated and presidents have lost control of the economy.